Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 188, 5 smartphone apps to fix sleep problems. According to the National Sleep Foundation, a smartphone in the bedroom is one of the main reasons why most Americans are chronically sleep deprived. While most experts blame smartphones for sleep problems, I personally believe smartphones can actually fix sleep problems. So, let me start off first with sharing with you how my iPhone helps me sleep. As most podcast listeners know, I've struggled with sleep for most of my life. A few years ago, I finally figured out that if I could just do 4 things religiously, I could finally fix my sleep problems. Now, of course, what works for me may or may not work for you. And so I'm going to share these 4 that have worked for me. But if you listen on to this podcast, I've got many other sleep tips based on research and other recommendations. So hang in there with me. These may or may not help you, but this is what works for me. Number 1, strict bedtime of 10 p.m. My iPhone helps me keep a strict bedtime of 10 p.m. I program it so that the blue light coming from my iPhone automatically turns off at 9 p.m. So if I happen to get a quick peek, it won't activate my brain. I also get a reminder at 9:45 p.m. to get ready for bed. So it helps to keep me in line. Number 2, 20,000 steps daily. The pedometer apps make sure that I stay physically active throughout the day. I have found that as long as I can hit 20,000 steps daily, my body and mind are ready for sleep by 10 p.m. I'm tired. I'm not stressing out about everything. Number 3, eliminate to-dos. I used to lay in bed at night worrying about all the to-dos hanging over my head. Fortunately, my iPhone has fixed this. By using my iPhone to eliminate, delegate, or reschedule all the to-dos prior to leaving the hospital in the evening, before I come home at night, my mind is then free to sleep knowing that everything is under control. Number 4, don't drink in the evening unless dehydrated. Once I hit age 40, I found that I often had to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. Sadly, once this happens, I rarely can get back to sleep. To help me, my iPhone actually reminds me not to drink anything in the evening unless I'm dehydrated. All right, so let me share with you my international sleep experiment. While these 4 rules have helped me fix my sleep problems, this technique or these 4 rules only work when I'm living in harmony with my natural circadian rhythm. Basically, this is when my daily sleep-wake schedule is linked to the sun. Unfortunately, as soon as I travel internationally, I struggle with sleep again. And I often struggle even after I get back home, and it can take me a few weeks to get back in sync again. With this in mind, I tried an international sleep experiment this past weekend. Last Thursday, I flew to China to speak at a cardiology conference in Beijing. As I was only scheduled to be in China a total of 41 hours, I kept my body on Utah time. This experiment consisted of scheduling all my lectures and meetings, either before noon or after dinner in China. Why is this? Well, noon in China correlates with 10 p.m. in Salt Lake City. Thus, I could keep my same Utah 10 p.m. bedtime. So when the noon hour arrived in China, I quickly made my way to my hotel room. I went into the room, closed the curtains, made it as dark as possible, and then went to sleep at noon in China, which, of course, was 10 p.m. in Utah. Even my flights were timed so that I could sleep at 10 p.m. Utah time. The only downside was that I lived like a vampire in China. I was up all night and slept during the day. Fortunately, I've been to Beijing so many times that I've really seen all the sights. Results of my international sleep experiment. Well, I'm happy to report that my international sleep experiment worked well. I didn't have any jet lag or sleep challenges when I returned back home. However, I did feel, and it was real, I really did feel the constant pull of my body trying to adjust to this new circadian rhythm in China. It's like the sun was some sort of a magnet, and my body just kept getting pulled to try to reset things. And I'm sure that if I had stayed another day or two in Beijing, it probably would have thrown off my experiment. But for 41 hours, it worked pretty well. So let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the daylight savings time heart attack risk. most people are completely unaware of the risk of not living in harmony with your natural circadian rhythm. Even just an hour change can have significant consequences. For example, a recent study of 42,060 heart attack victims in Michigan found that the one extra hour of sleep you get in the fall, and that's when the U.S. goes off of daylight savings time, decreases your heart attack risk by 21%. Conversely, going back on daylight savings time in the spring, when Americans lose an hour of sleep, increases your heart attack risk by 24%. And both of these risks, whether it's up or down, persist for a few days until your body gets adjusted to even just 1 hour change in your sleep. So the key message of this, as well as other studies, is that throwing off your circadian rhythm by even just an hour can affect your heart and affect your life. And when people are given more time to sleep, that risk goes down. Likewise, when sleep is compromised, your heart attack risk goes up. Is it any wonder then that shift workers are at such high risk of a heart attack? As most shift workers live outside of their natural circadian rhythm, their hearts are always under stress. Fortunately, for most U.S. blog readers, as well as those who are listening to my podcast, basically everyone who's getting my message, whether it's social media or however you're getting it, on Sunday, November 6th, that's coming up here in a couple weeks, we go off of daylight savings time again. So for those of you in the U.S. who are on daylight savings time, enjoy that extra hour of sleep, as well as knowing that your heart attack risk on Monday, November 7th, just decreased by 24%. So let's shift it up again. Let's now talk about circadian rhythm and longevity. While there are limited studies on longevity and circadian rhythm, there was one study that really caught my attention, and Brazilian researchers wanted to find out if there was a link between health, longevity, and sleep. To answer this question, these Brazilian researchers carefully dissected the sleep patterns of Sao Paulo's healthiest old people. Now, the average age of these people, and these were healthy people, was 92, but the study included many centenarians, with some as old as 105 years old. Researchers had these healthiest old people in Sao Paulo, Brazil, sleep several nights in their laboratory, hooked up to all sorts of monitoring equipment. They also ran many blood tests and did other experiments on these people. At the end of this massive undertaking in the study, the only thing these Brazilian researchers could really find was that the healthiest old people kept a strict bedtime and awakening time. Thus, their conclusion was that living in sync with your circadian rhythm is a key factor to longevity. Even if your goal is not to live to 100, studies show that staying within your circadian rhythm can prevent a heart attack, can prevent cancer, can prevent a premature death. So circadian rhythm really does matter. So if that's the goal, well, what are some apps or ways that the smartphone can help us live within our circadian rhythm? So I now want to share with you 5 smartphone apps to fix sleep problems. And as we talked about, just as smartphones may rob you of precious sleep, they may also bless you with restorative sleep. And as your health and your heart depend on living in rhythm, let me share 5 smartphone apps to fix sleep problems. Okay, here you go. Number 1, bedtime app. In my experience, the number one reason why most of my patients are chronically sleep deprived is because they go to bed too late. Many people feel like that's just staying up late is their only chance to have a little time to themselves. What they fail to realize is that sleep deprivation also decreases productivity the next day, so you'll probably be even further behind the next day. Indeed, studies show that strict bedtimes improve sleep and decrease daytime fatigue. And as always, if you want to see the links to these studies and come up with where I'm talking about all these, just go on to my blog. That's blog post number 188. There you'll find links to every scientific article, every study that I reference in this podcast. To help you maintain a consistent bedtime, Apple, the computer company, you know, Apple has now included bedtime management software as a standard feature with their iOS 10 device. And I love this. This is great. And the app on which comes standard on iOS 10 with your iPhone is called Bedtime. And there you can set your bedtime with reminders, program how long you want to sleep, and it'll even help you with a sleep analysis. For those of you who are not iPhone users, Android users, there's a free app. It's called Sleepy Time. And there you can accomplish the same thing, but you got to download an app. It doesn't come standard with the Android. So number one, the Bedtime app. Try it. I think you'll like it. Number two, Do Not Disturb app. When it comes to sleep disruption, you really don't need a study to tell you that if you're going to get awakened at night, it's bad for your health. And in fact, this study, and if you, like I said, if you want the link, go onto my website under this blog topic. But this study showed that getting disrupted during your sleep is actually worse for your health than sleeping a short period of time continuously. Fortunately, both the iPhone and Android phones have a Do Not Disturb feature built in. And the way this works is simple. You program your phone, so basically it never awakens you unless it is an emergency from a specific person or a group of people. For example, you could program this feature so that the only reason why your phone will ever make a sound, vibrate, chirp, etc. in the middle of the night, if, say, a child or an aged parent is in trouble. For everyone else, it blocks them. Number three, blue light blocking apps. In the last few years, there have been a number of studies showing that blue light from electronic devices stimulates your brain and it blocks sleep. For example, studies show that even a quick peek at your phone could delay your sleep by 30 minutes. Fortunately, the iPhone now has a built-in feature called Night Shift, which blocks blue light from the screen. This is fully programmable so that you can turn it on or off at any time. Personally, I have the blue light app or the blue light blocking app on my iPhone kick in at 9 p.m. at night, and then it turns off at 4 a.m. For Android users, it doesn't come standard, but you can download the free Night Shift blue light app to filter out blue light and basically accomplish the same thing. Number four, white noise app. Noises can also rob you of priceless sleep. The neighbor's dog or your child using the bathroom, flushing the toilet in the middle of the night could make it so that you can't get back to sleep. Fortunately, there's a solution to drown out noises. Replace variable noise with a constant low level of noise called white noise. Studies show that white noise, even in an intensive care unit setting, and for those of you who've ever been in an ICU or had a loved one in the ICU in the middle of the night, ICUs are noisy. Medical equipment is beeping all night long. The nurses often are chit-chatting at the nurse's station. It can be very noisy. There may be overhead announcements, but at least in this study, it showed that white noise in an ICU setting helped patients to sleep better and longer. And so what works in an ICU setting, which is probably a lot noisier than your house, can also help you in your home. While neither the iPhone or the Android have a built-in white noise feature, there are many free white noise apps that you can download. One example is called White Noise Free. Of course, with most of these apps we've talked about in this podcast, there are free versions, and then of course you can have the enhanced version. This app is available for both iPhone and Android users. And if you want links to any of the apps we're talking about, once again, go to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 188. Number five, last one, pedometer app. Studies show that people sleep 35% better and have less daytime fatigue with daily exercise. While I personally need 20,000 steps daily to sleep well at night, most of my patients only really need about 10,000 to get the same result. Just be careful not to exercise vigorously right before bed, as this could delay sleep. While you can use the built-in pedometers on smartphones, personally, I like the Pacer app, that's P-A-C-E-R, which is free for both the iPhone and Android users. Okay, we've come to the point, the big picture, the take-home message. The key takeaway from this podcast is that to maximize health and longevity, you really need to live within your body's own natural circadian rhythm. If you're not sure what this is or what your natural circadian rhythm is, let me just give you a tip. It's really simple. Just follow the sun. Go to bed shortly after sunset, awake with the sun in the morning. Even throwing your body off an hour could put you at risk of a heart attack. While smartphones have been blamed for our world sleep crisis, the same technology also exists to improve your sleep. So try the 5 apps that we talked about on this podcast to fix problems. And once again, they were bedtime apps so that you have a strict bedtime, the Do Not Disturb app so your phone doesn't bother you at night unless it's an emergency from specific people. We talked about 3, blue light blocking apps so you don't stimulate your brain with blue light. You want blue light in the morning, but you don't want it when you're trying to go to bed at night. 4, the white noise app to try to drown out variable noises in your house. And then 5, the pedometer app to make sure that you stay physically active so that both your body and your mind are tired and can go to sleep at the end of the day. So here's my question for you. Does your smartphone help or hurt your sleep? I'd love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Go to blog 188, scroll down to the bottom. Leave your thoughts, leave your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. As always, if you've not yet signed up for my free weekly newsletter, now is the time. You'll find great information there, recipes from my wife, links to my weekly TV segment that I do that you can't get anywhere else. So until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.